Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Diz Unplugged, coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, John Sicari.
Hello, everyone.
Erica Resnick.
Hi, friends.
And our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Oh, hoy, hoy.
And, we have a small table today. Everybody's out doing them. I guess. I don't know. I pay all these people. Who shows up is who shows up. That's just kind of how it goes here. Just a reminder, this episode of our show, along with all the content we produce, brought to you by DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. If you like our content, if you like our people, show your support. And book your next Disney vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel, because that's how I pay for this. I am co-owner in Dreams Unlimited Travel, just for full disclosure. And while we're talking about things that I own, I also want to put out a plug for movingtoorlando.com. If you're in the market to buy a home in the Orlando area, moving to Orlando can help. We actually have one of our clients sitting here right now, work with Drake Shadwell, yeah. Erica. Just bought a house, getting ready to close.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And Drake's been super helpful. And we never thought we'd get here, but we're like 2 weeks away from closing and moving in. So
this has been like your dream year.
Oh, yeah. Like everything that I've ever wanted and manifested is happening this year. I love that for me.
I love that for you, too.
Me, too.
Movingtoorlando.com if you're interested in moving to Orlando, being closer to the parks, and all that good stuff. Did we lower the air conditioning? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll just keep chatting for a little bit
because it's warm in here.
Once we turn the lights on, it all changes.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that these are all LED lights. They're not heat emitting.
So then it's
psychological. But it's not. I don't think it's so much the lights as it is the equipment. And that's why we've got to make sure we drop the AC in this house to like a level where you could hang meat to keep the equipment from overheating. And two things happen with that. One, we forget to do it and we have to go do it like Craig just did. And then two, they forget to turn it back up. So, you know, 6 o'clock tonight, I'm walking around the house going, why is it so damn cold in here? No, we didn't turn the air back up. I like it cold anyway.
Me too.
You know, especially at night, dark and cold like a cave.
I agree. Even if you have to use covers, it's okay.
I have to have covers.
You'd rather be cold under the covers than warm out of the covers.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So welcome, folks. Welcome to our show. I got a few things to talk about this week. Nothing particularly, earth shattering going on in the world other than these fights. There are two now that have been reported, these fights at the parks, like groups of people attacking each other. What the hell is going on?
My theory is it's par for the course. It's hot. It's very expensive. There's stress with Genie Plus and getting on the ride that you want. And I think all these things together, people's fuses are short. So things that normally would go over are now just...
You know? Yeah, I agree. I just think everyone's like stressed to the max. People are just mad, and that's like the last straw, and it just gets them, and they just let it take over, yeah. And it's done. There's going.
And you know, we were talking before the show, and I said something. I think I was being flippant, but I think we're all just pissed off. I think everybody's just pissed off. I mean, it's been a crappy. Just had to save that. Thank you for reminding me. After this, we do our Patreon after show for our Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/DizUnplugged right after this show. And on there, I would say the word I was going to say that I just had to pull back and not say. But it's been a crappy couple of years. And I think everybody's just pissed off. I mean, I'm always pissed off. I mean, I'm from New Jersey. I mean, it's required, I think. It's required. We're taught it in school. We're taught it. We have, you know, pissed off 101, pissed off 102. Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world is becoming Jersey now.
Yeah, I think you're all catching up to us. And
I just think the heat makes it worse. Like, if you're already, like, angry, most of us are angry at the world itself, and then you come here, and then you're hit in the face right when you get off the plane, the car, whatever it is, with that humidity, and you feel the heat coming up from the ground, I just think it starts to make people more upset.
It's true.
I don't know. I think as a local, as someone who lives here, I've gotten adjusted to the heat. I know it's hot out, right? I know it's hot out. It doesn't bother me anymore. I mean, that doesn't mean I necessarily want to go traipsing through theme parks in it. But
I get what you're saying.
It doesn't bother me now the way it did when I first moved down here. Mm-hmm. Then again, it's hotter now, too, I think, than when I first moved down.
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Florida my entire life. I started from South Florida, then moved to Orlando. It is hotter in Orlando than it is in South Florida because you're closer to the coast down there. Here, we're, you know, right in the middle of the state, and the heat just develops differently here. I don't know.
And these last 3 weeks have been something in the United States that's been a heat wave. So we're even – it's even more hot to us than it usually is.
Well, it's this one fight. Three people end up arrested. One person taken to a hospital. There's video all over the internet of this brawl. And then apparently something else happened on a tram.
That was just yesterday. There was a tram. You can't tell what happened, but you can surmise that maybe somebody cut someone and got on the tram. And this lady's banging on the door of the tram, telling the people, come on, come get me. It's like,
and the guy behind her was going at it too.
Yeah.
I think they were wearing like matching t-shirts or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were, the both of them were just going at it. And I was like, what is going on? You're getting on the tram to leave.
Yeah.
Just leave it and go. Just go home.
The crowd is chanting, let's go home. Let's go home.
the one in front of Peter Pan's, flight. It's kind of crazy though. It's a huge, like, your people, the cast members are trying to like get in there to be like, okay, let's stop this. It was getting to be a lot. I saw one comment of someone saying, instead of Peter Pan's flight, Peter Pan's fight. Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny, but it's not a funny situation. But it's just, I can't believe like how huge of a group that was of people. Like,
yeah, well, here's the bigger problem. It took a long time for security to get there.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like for 10 minutes you have people hitting each other. That's why some are getting arrested, some are going to the hospital. That needs to be taken care of quicker.
And I'm surprised because security is normally
on it.
On it.
Unless we have less security now or less.
Yeah.
That's the one department. They need supervision. That's the one department we shouldn't be cutting down on.
Yeah.
No, exactly. No. Exactly. So yeah, fights at Disney World. Welcome.
Bring your brass knuckles. Oh, you can't.
No, you can't. You can't bring them.
Hold your pearls.
Clutch
your pearls. What do we think of the CDC ending the COVID-19 protocols for cruise ships?
I don't quite get what that means. Explain to me. Does that mean that the cruise line gets to decide what to do?
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basically, with the CDC controls basically cruise lines. They can tell them what health protocols they have to follow if they want to operate in U.S. waters. That's part of the CDC's charter. And, you know, a lot of the mask mandates and testing protocols and all that stuff all came from the CDC saying, this is what you have to do if you want to operate. They set up guidelines. You have to meet these benchmarks for your crew, for your guests, if you want to operate in U.S. waters. They've now said you're on your own. So technically speaking, cruise lines could absolutely stop requiring testing, stop requiring vaccinations if they wanted to. I don't think they're going to, and I'm going to tell you why. And for example, we just got off the maiden voyage of the Wish, which I have things to share about the Wish, but I'm going to do that on the DCL show. Okay. One of my DCL shows. We're recording that Thursday?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Thursday. So next week. Next week. What day does that go up?
Wednesdays.
On Wednesday. So next Wednesday, if you want to hear my thoughts on The Wish, and I have thoughts, next Wednesday, youtube.com/DCLFan. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you get notified when that goes up. I heard, now this is rumor, this is not official, but a lot of people, because the sailing after the maiden was a DVC cruise. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people doing back-to-backs. You had a lot of DVC members that were on the maiden voyage that also decided to do that DVC sailing. 25% of them tested positive.
And that does go with what we were told by people we know.
Yeah. 25% of the people doing back-to-back couldn't get back on the ship because they tested positive. Wow. And we know people that we met on that sailing that tested positive after the cruise. This has been true. Let's just be honest.
To every
sailing. Okay? And I hate saying this because, you know, I sell Disney Cruise Line through Dreams Unlimited Travel. I don't like talking about this, but I've got to be honest. This is commonplace. This is commonplace. The people are coming off the cruise testing positive. Now, if you're vaccinated, it's a bad flu. You're not in the hospital. You're not dead. It's not like it was 2 years ago. But this is still happening. And when I heard that, again, rumor, I don't know that it's true. But when I heard that, A, it's not hard for me to believe. And it makes me wonder, have they pulled back too far?
I know.
Just because the CDC says you don't have to do it, you know, was it a mistake to drop the mask mandates? Was, you know, because, you know, there were a lot of protocols in place up until about three, four months ago. That have now been relaxed, and have they gone too far?
But they've dropped a lot so fast. The mask mandate dropped. The population of the ship increased a lot. Remember from the time that we went with it, the ship was 20% full. So I think all those things together
are all combining.
All combining.
That, and then because now you don't have to test right there and then at the port if you can get the test done proctored at a different time,
right.
Correct?
Which is what I did before.
So, What could happen, sometimes you might come in contact with someone that morning, and then when you get onto the ship, it's going to spread. But you wouldn't know if you were at, like, the supermarket, you got in contact with something, it enters your system, it's obviously not going to show up until, like, a day or two later.
Yeah, because now you're doing it 48 hours before, so you have another 2 days of it to incubate before you get onto the ship. That's true.
It does not affect my desire to be on cruises.
Agree.
I would still go.
I'm still going. Okay. We have a team Alaska cruise coming up, August 15th.
But I think we leave on the 12th.
Well, yes. We leave on the 12th, but on August 15th is the sailing out of Vancouver, covering the Alaska cruise. Are you nervous?
I think because I recently had it, I'm hoping I have more of a...
You got a booster.
I'm hoping, but I'm not nervous about it, no. Because even if we get it, I think it's... Like I had it was a moderate flu. Moderate. Not even the worst I've had. So, no.
Yeah, and knock wood, I mean, I've been very fortunate that I have not gotten it yet. I know my time is running out. I will get it at some point. I think we're all going to get it at some point.
That's what I think, yeah.
I got it in January. And I know exactly where I got it from. I was sitting at the first showing of Indiana Jones back at Hollywood Studios with everybody. And I was sitting there and within 2 days I was sick, but, you know, took a week off work, recuperated, and I was fine. What really happened was I got super congested. That's not fun. But I also, you know, was fortunate enough to get vaccinated so that it wasn't that bad, right? And I just don't want to get it again. That's my thing. I'm like, don't give it to me again.
I would pray that I don't get it on the ship, because I could not be in Alaska, not allowed to leave my cabin and just like look out a porthole and be like, that would
just
be sad.
Just looking out.
Call Craig. Craig, can you send a BLT up, please?
I don't think I could help you with that.
You have to call someone else. Hi, can you just room service would come in. Bring the buffet to me. The hazmat suits. Yeah, in the hazmat suits.
Yeah. Are you nervous, Craig? You're on that side.
No, I mean, obviously, I don't want to put myself in jeopardy, because I want to be on that sailing and I want to be part of it. So, like I've done for podcast crews and The Wish and other travels that I've had prior to, big moments. If it's something I really want to do, I pay attention and I watch what I'm doing. Like I cut back on going to movies and, you know, I just put myself in smart situations where I don't think I'm going to put myself at risk for getting anything and, you know, using my N95 masks. So that way I'm a little extra, you know, I'm a little extra protected, at least in my opinion, whether or not people out there want to say I am, that's your issue. But at least it makes me feel like I'm giving myself the best odds to not put myself in a precarious position. So I'm not nervous. I'll just be smart about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is something to, before you go on a cruise, staying away from crowded places to mitigate your chances.
I did that before going on a Dream. I tested myself a week before going on the Dream. And that weekend, I didn't do anything. You know, I didn't go to the theme parks or anything that weekend. And then 2 days before my cruise, I tested myself again so that I knew what I was getting myself into, making sure I was good. And then didn't really do much those 2 days leading up to my cruise.
Well, I've tested myself every day since the maiden.
Me too.
Just to be on the safe side. I got to think about my mom, you know, if I want to be around my mom. And like I said, we know people that, you know, did test positive off the maiden voyage.
And we don't know their vaccination status, how many boosters they've gotten.
Well, I think in order to be on the ship.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We do know. You're right.
Forgot about they that. Have to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Do we think it's too early? Craig, what do you think? Is it too early for the CDC to end this program?
I don't.
Or is it just the world coming to grips with the fact that, hey, we're living with this now?
Yeah, I think it's just that the world is all figuring it out now. And, you know, I'm dealing with Rhino every single day of the week, talking to me about monkeypox. So it's
that's the next
then
thing.
When another thing comes along, it also paints a picture for the last thing that happened as well too. And so, you know, it's at some point we knew as a society that things were not necessarily going back to normal, but things were going to change. And each change, you know, it's not going to be it's not going to be the right time for some people, and for everyone else, they're banging their heads against a wall saying, why isn't it sooner? Like all the people who choose not to get vaccinated or can't get vaccinated that are dying to go on a Disney cruise saying, like, when is this going to happen? So it's just, you know, it's everything will happen in its time, but I'm no expert, so I'm not going to tell you if it's the right time or not.
Do you remember when the CDC said it was unsafe to cruise and they were jumping the gun the other way?
Yeah.
Now they seem to be going a little bit maybe the other way. I don't know. I can't predict them.
No, it's I don't know how I feel about it.
We know we felt safer on Disney with the testing.
I know I've done, what, 6 cruises since October, and I've been fine. Not wood. I that's all I can go on personally, is my own personal experience. But I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see. We'll find out. We'll see what kind of souvenirs we bring back from Alaska. Hopefully none. Just the good kind.
Yeah.
Hopefully none. All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and we better stretch this stuff out because I'm realizing it's 20 after no, 1.
We're fine.
We'll probably take some questions from the chat, too, at points. So just to stretch this out. because I'm looking at my time and going, I'm two stories down. It's only 20 after. Magic Band Plus launching July 27th.
I'm all in. I'm excited. Am I the only one?
Me too.
No, are you? Okay, good.
I'm excited for it too. I just don't understand why.
I collect Magic Bands, and that's why I'm excited. I at least want one, and then I want to make a TikTok.
But I already
using
get
it.
Yelled at. I already get yelled at every time there's an issue with my Magic Band by Disney cast members. You have too many of these.
Well, you could disconnect all your old ones.
I have
now.
Like 30 or 40 on
me too.
My thing, and you're yeah. like, you have too many. I'm like, I'm sorry. So they have to match my outfits.
Explain me what these things do.
Okay. From what I know, and please, Craig, Erica, stop me if I'm wrong. These have to be charged like a Apple Watch. They light up. They're a little bit thicker, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're interactive in the way that you can go walk up to one of these golden statues and you can wave your magic band near it. Like you're waving hello and the character will talk back to you. I don't believe it's personalized to your name or anything like that, although I wish it was. And then there's other interactive things that I don't know about except for like, in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh,
there's
the
a game,
Hunters.
The Bounty Hunter game. Mm-hmm. It's like a hot and cold where it'll beep and you'll know if you're getting closer to something and then you can scan it and stuff. It looks cool.
It also interacts with nighttime spectaculars also. Ooh. So it'll like light up with the show. Remember when they had like the ears yep. that would light up with the show? Kind of like that. And you're right about the 50th yeah. characters. And it's $35 for a Magic Band. I thought it was going to be like 50, you know, for 50th okay. anniversary. And I think it also connects Bluetooth as well. So
yeah,
I
because
think
the,
I saw
it,
that.
It interacts with the app.
Yeah. So if you go onto the app, I saw that you can already see it, where you can connect the Bluetooth and all that stuff with the Magic Band Plus.
Okay.
Well, you have to be very loose with saying that it interacts with the shows, because people started posting videos from last night. I guess that's when they first turned them on for people who were able to buy the Magic Bands when they were released for that one day. It looked very unimpressive. I mean, Glow with the Show was one of those things that it was very, very cool that when everyone had the ears, which that was only at big media events when they yep. gave everyone the
one
ears.
Day.
And in those moments, Glow with the Show was really, really awesome because you were wearing them and you were participating with everyone else. So everyone got in on the show. And with the Magic Bands, like the lighting effects on it are far fewer than what the Glow with the Show ears had, or it's just because of the display of the Magic Band Plus. Something about it just doesn't give it that same fluid motion that Glow with the Show did. And then on top of it too, if you really want to enjoy watching it with the fireworks, you literally have to hold your wrist up as you're watching the show. Yeah. So all to
weird.
See a little extra lights going off. So I know some people have pointed out on social media that the cool part is if you've ever been to like a concert or a festival where they have these kind of bands and everyone has them on and they're all glowing at the same time, it looks really cool. Kind of like at a concert when everyone decides to turn on their flashlight or lighter during the slow song. Like in a moment like that, they can be cool. Yeah. But overall, it seems like the big thing for this will be the technology that comes down the road with stuff like the Bounty Hunter game, where it allows for a true level of interactivity. Because even with the statues, you know, you have the 50 statues, you can go up and wave and it'll do its little moment where the band buzzes and lights up and the character talks at you. And then after, when you get home, you still have that character in your My Disney Experience
yeah,
or Play Disney
okay,
Parks app.
Cool.
I can't remember which one of the two. So you have that character moment that you can take home with you as like your digital souvenir. But that stuff to me is like a novelty. It's one of those things that wears out quickly, kind of like when, you know, they changed up our Genie Plus and got the VR experiences added to your Genie Plus here in Walt Disney World. It's a novelty that once you do it, you're kind of done with it. But something like the game, that's something that could keep expanding and move forward and make something like a World Showcase Perry the Platypus style mm-hmm. style game that could make it easier to adjust and change over over the years and make it cooler. So that's what I'm hopeful for with it.
What you're talking about, Craig, is it the same thing as the collectible game where you're collecting the Fab 50 as you're with mm-hmm. the statues? Mm-hmm. See, I'm a sucker though for a collectible game type thing that unlocks on my phone. I will try to go and complete that. That'll be cool to visit every statue and get it unlocked on your phone. I think that's cool.
I think it'll be cute.
It's going to be cute, and it's going to be something that people believe will truly enhance their vacations. And if you're one of those people, once you get it, that thinks it really does, then awesome. And we know people love Magic Bands. It's something that, you know, they've been able to market very, very well. People like the convenience of it. I just like having all my stuff on my phone. I like being able, or my Apple Watch. I like being able to enter a Disney park without anything physical besides what I would normally have on me. So Magic Bands don't hold a lot of, room in my heart in terms of something that I have to have.
Yeah,
with
but it's
me.
Something new and it's cool mm-hmm. and it lights up.
And the designs are cool. Some of them are cool.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy, again, got to save that word for the Patreon show. I'm going to buy a lot of these. I'm going to buy a lot of these.
So Craig, can you use your phone maybe as this Magic Band too? Like, you know, the Disney Magic Mobile? I wonder if the same functionality can come from waving your phone if you don't want to wear the band.
No, it's got to be the band.
They want to sell the bands.
They want to sell the bands for it. And so, I mean, it would be cool if you could do it with the phone, but that's part of the novelty is that if you buy the band, then you get the extra stuff with it. If it was just something.
No, I wish you could buy the band and then have the band load something onto your phone that you don't actually need to physically use the band, but it's on your phone. You know, you've.
Yeah, that would be cooler if it was like a program that you could buy that maybe instead of the $35 for the band was only like a $5 program that you could add on and then maybe it could work with it. But yeah, the band is where they want to go with it. And you know what? I'm going to get mine tomorrow and I'm going to test around with it and see the Star Wars game and see how it is with fireworks, the true enjoyability of it with it. But in terms of what it, you know, the excitement that I have for it, it's just another little thing that you can collect on your vacation that I don't know how it's going to enhance it. So I'm going in pessimistic, but I'm looking forward to maybe, you know, being surprised by it, maybe enjoying it. But I was also never one of those people that would buy the limited edition Magic Band and be like, oh, it changed the sound when I entered into the park. That was never a thing. I was just like, okay,
I dig. I'm sorry. I dig getting the welcome home because I'm a DVC member.
It tells me every time.
When I tap in, I'm a sucker for this stuff. I'm a sucker for it. I'll rail against it. I'll complain about it. And then I'll go dump my wallet out on a counter somewhere and say, give me all of them.
I agree.
You know, it's crazy. Let's get some questions from the chat room since we're at 1:30 and I'm running dry here. I got one more story to talk about.
Now that you said that, the questions will start. It'll take a little while to pour in. So do we want to jump on
that? I need them
story?
Right now.
You need them right now?
Right this instant.
Well, Panda and Erica have things to talk about, too. Do you want to jump on one of theirs?
What do you have to talk about?
Well, I went to Food and Wine.
I wanted to know about Food and Wine.
It wasn't – okay. It had just rained before I got there, and that really cleared it out. So it was a pretty good – you didn't wait more than 10 minutes per booth. I usually don't like Food and Wine because I can't stand having to – eat over a garbage pail. There's not enough tables. In this event, because of the rain, there were plenty of tables and everything was fine. The carrot cake at the American Pavilion is as good as the one that we got at Palo. I mean, really, it was fantastic.
Really?
I was with Fran Wasserman. We ate it. We loved it. It was great. And then I think Craig also had this, and so did Erica. There is a French fry flight, kind of like a beer flight. And it was sea salt and vinegar. And then the middle was bacon and barbecue bacon. And then there was a sweet potato with whipped cream. The sweet potato was my least favorite because it was like a sweet dessert. The best to me was the sea salt and vinegar. Mine were a little sad, actually. They flavored a couple of them a lot more. I could see other people getting better, you know, like what they put on them. The barbecue bacon was really good. I think for $7, it was a really good.
Do you remember experience. When the food at the American Pavilion just sucked?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've changed it.
They have changed it, changed it, changed it.
It was hot dog and hamburger, if that, if you could call it that. Yeah. Now it's barbecue and I like carrot cake.
Yeah, and the really fun thing about the Fry Flight is that if you tell them you have any kind of food allergy, they'll send out the chef and ask you what the allergy is, and then they will make it an allergy-friendly version. So they have, if you have a gluten allergy, dairy allergy, anything like that, if you're vegan, they'll go ahead and prepare it for you that special way, and then they'll hand it to you.
You probably have a separate fryer for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the yuca fries at that booth, amazing. Those are plant-based, and they're really good. The seasoning on there was amazing.
Wait, the regular fries aren't plant-based?
So normal fries are plant-based. Okay. It's just, so there's one that has bacon. There's ones that have bacon on it. Yeah. And then whatever the sauce is might have, like, egg or cream. So someone who's, like, hardcore plant-based and vegan would not have that.
Gotcha.
For me, I would just be, like, nothing that has dairy on it. Just make it without the dairy and without the bacon and hand it to me.
We have some plain, sad French fries.
I mean, the yuca ones are really good, and those are completely plant-based. And I like yuca because my Cuban family always has it around. So, really good, though.
So, the real moral of my story is not to go and eat, which you should. But if it rains, and you know in Florida it usually doesn't last, run to Epcot. Because nobody knows it's not going to last. A lot of people leave, and it was pretty dealable. It was empty.
Awesome.
My topic was just about Festival of the Lion King and how it has returned back to its full form. Tumble monkeys, aerial dancers. It's amazing. I saw it the week it came back to full form. And it's one of my favorite shows. And I used to sob every time because one of my dream roles as a performer was to be the flying bird. We had to be like 105 pounds. Sorry, not happening. And
God, yes, it is.
So, see, I could do that.
Yeah.
My left leg could do that.
So it was always emotional for me. And then when it came back without the tumble monkeys and without the aerial section of the birds, I was happy the show was back because I missed the show, but it wasn't giving me like the emotions. No, I literally sent a picture to Jackie Gailey of me sobbing while the birds were flying. I was like, this is Festival of the Lion King. It is back. It is beautiful. And it was beautiful that it looked like a full cast with the tumble monkeys out there at the end and everything. The stage and theater felt so full for the first time in so long.
It's amazing how much the tumble monkeys bring to that show.
The tumble monkeys make that show. Yeah.
They're so funny. They interact with the audience. The one that was sitting next to me was slamming on Pride Rock and laughing and trying to interact with us while the show was going on. And I was like, I missed that. The tumble monkeys are so good.
In a show where it's just filled with different activities that normal people just can't do, like sing extremely well or, you know, do aerialist art or be a fire dancer, like all of those. For some reason, though, the tumble monkeys, even though that's like, you know, it's kind of like gymnastics plus, it always felt like that was the most difficult of all the things that anyone could do in there. So it always was just the most impressive and the choreography that went with it. Mm-hmm. So that's why Festival of the Lion King will always be the best show at Animal Kingdom.
110%.
Despite what anyone
else
thinks.
Is there a better live show on Disney property?
No. It's
a good thing Denny doesn't work for us anymore because now we can trash her because she thought that Finding Nemo the musical was better. And I just never have been able to understand that.
I do enjoy Nemo.
You think it's better than... See, I haven't seen Nemo in a long time.
I don't think it's a better show, but if you gave me an option right away which one to see, I would go see Nemo, and I don't know.
All right, you've been very successful at dragging me into parks. Let's see if you're successful at dragging me into Animal Kingdom.
And we'll go see those two shows. Okay. And we'll go eat at Yak and Yeti, which I know you'll like. No, Yak and Yeti you'll like.
Yak and Yeti's good. I haven't been since I was like 10.
I don't know. I don't. Something unappetizing about a Yak restaurant and Yeti. Named Yak. Okay, it's like a precursor to what you're going to do when you eat the food. You're going to Yak.
You got to ease Pete into it. You got to say we'll eat somewhere crappy like Tiffin's. Oh, you know, okay. Some, yeah. you gotta know how to pick your battles.
Actually, we should. I haven't reviewed Tiffin's in ages.
I've never been.
It's the Enchante of Animal Kingdom.
Really? Because well, I remember it's a lot when of it odd... used to be very, very good.
No, I think it's probably really good. But I think it's weird food, like sea foam and chicken. You get like this little bait, maybe.
No, it's not. It's like another sidestep away from something like Jico and other flavors that you get at, even Skipper Canteen. So I've always loved Tiffin's.
We'll do a review. I'll get you to Tiffin's.
See if you can get me an Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I want to see a video of you guys watching shows. And I want a full report.
Well, why don't you just come
with us? You have to come with us.
For okay, that I'll go. You guys can watch me cry.
We'll see you get the vegan things at Tiffin's.
Yeah.
But Animal Kingdom in the summer.
We'll be in the AC. We'll make sure we will have an umbrella and we'll usher you to the AC.
I must have an umbrella and also those Mr. fans. Yeah.
It's more enjoyable than being at Hollywood Studios right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hollywood Studios, no shade. I was dying.
There's no shade
in
Animal Kingdom.
There's more trees now in Animal Kingdom, and there's a lot more places that you can hide now. A little bit better at Animal Kingdom. I still think Animal Kingdom's the hottest park, but it's been a little bit more manageable for me this summer than it normally ever has been.
Epcot is my favorite.
It's the superior part.
But there's no shade in Epcot unless you go inside gift shops and stuff. You can't just walk around and play Epcot. I know we've met.
I love to just sit in a pavilion and relax. I'll pull out my iPad and I'll work a little bit and just sit there and enjoy the ambiance of the pavilion.
I had a day in Epcot a few weeks ago that was magnificent. I mean, just magnificent. I had such a great time.
And it's still really under construction, so imagine how much better it's going to get.
Yeah, I agree. I love Epcot. I absolutely love Epcot. All right, what do we got?
Well, I have an update that I need to give to before we get to anything else with it. A DizCon update. To mention that there's been more celebrities announced since the last time we've talked about it. Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and a lot of beloved characters. Darkwing Duck, Hondo Ohnaka. The list could go on and on. He will be at DizCon. The full schedule will be available in early August. And I think I also saw that Tony Baxter's name was mentioned as officially returning too. So if you got to see him last time, you know how intriguing that man is every time. So yeah, that's big updates for that event.
Yeah, and of course, DizCon, an event being held to raise money for Give Kids the World, September 30th, October 1st of this year. We have an incredible after-hours party on October 1st, which is the 40th anniversary of Epcot. They've rented out Guardians of the Galaxy, so we have that attraction to ourselves. Big dessert party, so you can gorge on desserts and then go on Guardians of the Galaxy and throw it all up.
You must ride Guardians prior to indulging in desserts.
Yeah, yeah. You do Guardians first, and then you get off and you eat.
You know, people are going to eat and then go on Guardians, and we're going to have the big pails. Have the Yak and Yeti pails.
Yak and Yeti pails.
Have the Yak and Yeti pails right outside.
So, by the way, Jim Cummings, do you know how big that is?
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy. He does Pete, for God's sake. The bad Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure where that was going.
No.
I'm like, really?
I didn't even think of that. The lightning bug from The Princess and the Frog.
I'm in that movie.
What's his name, Ray?
Ray. Oh, I can't handle it. Between him and Jonathan Freeman, I'm going to go nuts. Jafar, the voice of
Jafar. Yeah, we have a great, great lineup.
It's gonna be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. We had a great time last year.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun last year.
So if you want to check that out, gktw.org/DizCon. DizCon as in Nancy, DizCon. And that's where you can get tickets. And ever since we announced Guardians, I know those after-hours tickets have been going fast.
Really? That's great.
So
I bet. Big thing. And then I also wanted to mention, too, on John's behalf, since he couldn't be here, of course, the upcoming Diz exclusive trips that are available to Backstage Magic Vacations. I think you're on one.
I'm in both? December.
The December one. Yeah. And then the next one is
You want to talk about a fabulous trip doing back to back Baja cruises out of San Diego on the Wonder. And then going to Hollywood and doing the ABD Backstage Magic. I love my job.
Yeah. No, I am jealous of the Baja cruises. That has been on my bucket list for the longest time, is that I want to do any cruise out of San Diego area and on the West Coast. And I will get to do that on day. I mean, not Vancouver. I've done Vancouver. I'm talking about like Southern California area into Mexico. But yeah, there are the two upcoming Adventures by Disney trips that I think they have minimal spaces still left, unless that's changed since the last time
I think my December trip is sold.
That one's sold out. Then there's still availability, I believe, for the following one. And the only reason I mentioned it is because I just got off the amazing Adventures by Disney Vacation with, I think we had a group of 19 total of people who were on our exclusive trip. So a very small vacation compared to some other ones that get, you know, close to 30 people on it. But it's one of those things that yet you just don't understand it until you do it. And we had such a great group, and I hope everyone had a great time that was with me. And if you didn't, that's fine. As we talked about during the trip, every single day, keep that feedback to yourself. Do not email Pete at any point in time or John, but it was a really good time. So if you're interested, you can always look in our description, and we have more information available on any upcoming trips. And then the last thing I want to say in terms of that is during that ABD trip, we used it as a chance for photo opportunities and ended up announcing that Kylie and I are pregnant, and we are expecting in November. So that is something that I got a lot of thank you or not thank yous for. I got a lot of congratulations for, and there were a bunch of thank yous. We finally need a dad on the team. Apparently Corey Martin wasn't good enough all these years, but, we got a lot of congratulations, and there's not enough thank yous that I could possibly give, out there with it. And I wish I literally had time to respond to every single person. It just would make my mind melt if I tried, but we're very, very excited, and, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. So it's something that we've wanted for a long time. And, it's now going to come way sooner than we could ever expect, but it'll be a good ride.
Here's hoping the child takes after Kylie.
Said it every single day since we found out. So I don't disagree with you, but, on to questions, unless you want to jump into your news story.
No, go ahead.
Okay. The first question I have to ask, someone asked, when are you going to Skywalker Ranch and who's going with you?
Okay. So for those who are not following along, I've made no secret of the fact I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict. It's been sober for many years. But on the Wish in the Hyperspace Lounge, the Star Wars bar that they have on there, they have something called the Kyber Crystal. It is a $5,000 drink. And the content was too good for me to pass up. So I bought the drink, right? I didn't have any of it. Panda, we were there with our friends, Nick and Latoya Cotton from World of DVC. Those guys all enjoyed it. You can go over to DCL, youtube.com/DCLFan, and watch the video we posted of it, which has gotten a ton of views.
Like it's up to 65,000.
65,000 views on that. Along with the drink, you get an invitation to go to the Skywalker Ranch for myself and three other people sometime between now and December of 2023. So the question is, when am I going to Skywalker Ranch? I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. It's a winery tour. So I may find out if I can auction this off. Because if it's just a winery tour, it's kind of lost on me.
Yeah, I have no excitement either in seeing the winery. I want to go to Skywalker Ranch and see where they record sound and special effects.
Yeah, I don't know that it includes that.
I don't think it does.
I don't know that it includes that. I will tell you, yeah. Like, they promised all these experiences and stuff buying that drink, and it was incredibly disappointing.
Josh had come over to our table on the inaugural.
Josh DeMorrow,
and he said stormtroopers escort you off the ship. We got the message that there would be a rebel escort off the ship, which we thought were the stormtroopers. Now they're saying, no, it's just a person from the hyperspace lounge that comes and escorts you off the ship. But most of the people that are going to buy this drink are in concierge and would get that anyway, correct?
Right. It was no different than concierge escorting you off the ship.
And the lady that did take us off the ship had no idea. I'm ready with my camera for something to happen. And she's looking at me like I'm weird because nothing's happening and she knows it. But she didn't communicate that to me.
They had said that you're going to have experiences throughout the cruise. Did not happen. They said our stateroom was going to be themed.
Or decorated, yeah.
Decorated.
They threw stuff on the bed.
They threw some stuff on the bed that was generic Star Wars crap I could have bought in any Disney store. There was nothing special about it. Nothing. And I'm like, okay.
Did you hear that the silver drinks, the silver cups that we used are supposed to be mailed to you?
No.
Supposedly, you're supposed to get in the mail those silver things that we drank out.
There was nothing. There were just silver shot glasses.
I think they're silver plated. There's something special about them, unless they've changed it, which could be.
I don't know. I was remarkably disappointed. Again, look, maybe if I had drank the drink, I would have been more impressed.
No, they set the expectations higher than what they delivered, and you have to do it the other way around.
Yeah, no, you come in low and aim high.
Yeah.
So no idea when I'm actually going to do Skywalker Ranch, if I'm going to do Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah, it was all very confusing. I mean, obviously I watched the video, but like we knew that once we found out what drinks were in there, that price never was going to match up to $5,000, you know, maybe $1,000 when you really break it down with what all the pours and everything would cost. But then after that, like I've seen people point it out in the comments for that video too. You can get tours of Skywalker Ranch if you're part of the wine clubs that they have at that winery. So it's also not even like to get a tour of the winery is not necessarily a drastically hard or expensive thing to do. But obviously, if you think, oh, I'm going to Skywalker Ranch, where I'm going to see where, you know, THX started and all these big aspects.
No, I'd be all over that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Completely the certificate, different. The certificate specifically said the winery.
Yeah.
It says wine tasting and a visit to the vineyard.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm sure it's a beautiful winery, and I'm sure it will make people very jealous that they see the Skywalker Ranch buildings off in the distance and know that they can't go in any of them. But it's. And then on top of that, the 18% auto gratuity that happened with that too. Just wild.
Which can
wild
I say?
Stuff.
Pete said that he would have actually left more had they not auto gratuity.
Yeah, I have a. I'm a notorious big tipper. I worked in service jobs when I was younger. Waiters and waitresses are the best tippers.
Can I just back you up? If Pete has good service, he will tip more than the meal itself to that server, for real.
I've done it. And if you put an auto gratuity on a check, that is all you're getting. From me. That is all you're getting. I hate auto gratuities. Let me decide what I think the gratuity is worth. A gratuity should be optional.
Yeah.
Not required. And if you require a gratuity, then that's all you're getting. That's all you're getting. And I'll guarantee on every auto gratuity, you are losing money with me. You are losing money. You drive me crazy with Tables in Wonderland. They put that 18% auto gratuity. And when did it become 18%? Wasn't it 15% for? When did it be? When did it go to 18? But nonetheless, she got a very nice tip. She got a $900 auto gratuity. I think it was something like that. So, all right, what else we got?
What's your thoughts on Teppan Edo at Epcot?
What are my thoughts on Teppan Edo at Epcot? It has been a long time since I've been there, but I was never.
I've never been.
You've never been? Never
I went been. As a kid.
Is that an upcoming food review we need to do?
It probably should be. Okay. It's been a long time since I've been there.
Where they cook on the table?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Asian food doesn't have
I will
dairy
say the other one, oh God, what's the name of it?
Takumi Tai.
That expensive, but holy crap was that good. That was an amazing meal, Takumi Tai. That's the one downstairs. Is that?
I didn't even know there was another restaurant downstairs.
No, me either.
It's tough to get a reservation.
It's still not open yet.
It's not open yet.
It literally was only open for a couple months, and then obviously with COVID shutting down, then it never reopened after that. So it's been one that I didn't get to try before.
Teppan Edo, I mean, the times I've eaten there, I enjoyed it well enough.
Yeah,
it was perfectly good.
So, I mean, the hard part for me was when I was growing up, we didn't have Kobe or any of the other big chain hibachi places anywhere around. So that wasn't a thing that we experienced until Epcot, really, and then fell in love with it. But now I feel like they're all over the place in every single city, no matter how big or small that you can find at least one. So I feel like a lot of the novelty of it kind of ended up wearing off. And I swear I've said novelty now like 20 times. So if you're drinking to that today, good luck. But yeah, now if I'm looking at a place like that, it needs to be quality over the entire show with it. And Disney does put on a good show with it, but I don't know that there's anything about the quality that makes it stand out for the price overall. So,
we'll add that to the review list. We'll add that to the review list. What else we got? We can take one or two more.
Okay, I need to find another one. I had one and I moved it away. Okay, Animal Kingdom Lodge dining right now. Which would be your number one pick, Boma, Jiko, or Sanaa?
Sanaa. Nothing against Boma or Jiko, although my last meal at Boma, I was not overwhelmed. Haven't been to Jiko in a hot minute. But Sanaa, consistently good
food. I agree with the Sanaa. It's been excellent. I've only been to Jiko once, loved it.
Have you done Sanaa?
I've never been to Sanaa. I went to Boma, and everyone was mad at me because I didn't like it, but I also can't eat a lot of things. And so I was like, I'm not getting much from this buffet. And what I did have, I felt like should have had more flavor. It should have been a little bit better for how high standards everyone holds it to. But I've never been to Sanaa, and I've always heard really good things about it.
Have you looked at the menu at Sanaa?
Not yet.
Well, check it and make sure there are things you can eat. And if you can, then come do the review with us.
Okay.
We'll add that to the list.
You got it.
Just add and work.
No, I need ideas so this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I can get little snippets for our TikTok while we're there.
Yeah.
If you're not following us on TikTok, it is WDW Info on TikTok. Thank you.
Erica's been killing it with TikTok.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
One more, Gregory.
Oh, I'm struggling to find anything right now. Let's see. Yeah, I can't. I'm not seeing anything here. So I apologize for this, but
yeah.
I can only say what I see.
You can only say what you see. You can only see what you say. If you're dropping acid.
That too.
That too. All right. We're going to wrap it up then, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. That'll do it for this week's episode. We'll see you again next week with another episode of The Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, everyone. And remember, please, stay out of the damn lakes.